Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Investing in Bonds. In this session, we are going to discuss investing in bonds. Fixed income investments have a place in most individuals' investment portfolios. Bonds or other types of fixed income investments provide diversification and predictable income and are generally thought of as more conservative investments than stocks. There are several different types of bonds you may want to consider. Savings certificates or certificates of deposit, commonly called CDs, function like bonds. Issued by banks, thrift institutions, and credit unions, these instruments are probably the easiest to buy and own. They are often available in maturities ranging from 30 days to over 5 years. Since they are insured by the FDIC or NCUA up to $250,000, the risk of default is almost non-existent. The U.S. government also issues 3 types of bonds of varying maturities. Treasury bills are issued with maturities of less than 1 year. Treasury notes have maturities from 1 to 10 years, and Treasury bonds have maturities from 10 to 30 years. U.S. Treasury obligations are considered to be some of the most financially sound investments available. Even though the risk of default is negligible, the values of these bonds change as interest rates change. When rates rise, values fall, and vice versa. The longer the maturity, the more their values will fluctuate with changing interest rates. Municipal bonds, issued by states, cities, and other government bodies, pay interest that is not subject to federal income tax. As such, the interest rates on municipal bonds are usually lower than those of taxable bonds with similar quality and maturity. To determine if tax-free municipal bonds are right for you, compare the tax-free yield of a municipal bond with the after-tax yield of a similar taxable bond. Not all tax-free bonds are of equal quality. Rating agencies assign quality ratings to many bond issues. They look at the creditworthiness of the issuer and other factors. Usually, it is a good idea to stay with high-quality bonds, such as those rated A, AA, or AAA. The market values of municipal bonds also change with changes in interest rates. Corporations also issue bonds to borrow money. The interest from these bonds is fully subject to federal and state income taxes. The rating agencies also usually assign ratings to corporate bonds, and staying with the high-quality bonds makes sense. There are several ways of owning bonds. You can buy individual bonds from many sources. Banks usually offer government bonds, and brokerage firms can sell all types of bonds. The biggest benefit to owning individual bonds is your ability to choose exactly what bonds you want. Most bonds send interest payments to you, or you can have the interest deposited into your brokerage account. With a fixed income mutual fund, you buy shares in a fund that owns a portfolio of different bonds. The bonds are selected by the portfolio manager, who also monitors them while they are in the fund. The portfolio manager has the ability to buy and sell bonds as he or she thinks the market is changing. For example, if the manager believes that interest rates are going to rise, they may replace longer-term bonds with shorter maturity bonds, so there will be less price deterioration if rates rise. The disadvantages of bond mutual funds include the costs of the fund and being subject to poor selections by the portfolio manager. Unit investment trusts, or UITs, are like a mutual fund in that you buy into a portfolio of bonds, but the portfolio remains static. Once the UIT is formed, the bonds stay in place until they mature. Usually the costs of a UIT are lower than a mutual fund, but you give up the close monitoring that is part of the portfolio manager's duties with a mutual fund. UITs are commonly bought through brokerage firms. Investing in bonds is not without risks. Fixed income investments should be conservative tools used to lower overall portfolio risk and to produce a steady stream of income. There is often a temptation to consider types of bonds or other fixed income investments that offer returns that seem very high compared to the alternatives, Stay with high-quality bonds bought from reputable institutions. When something seems too good to be true, it often is. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.